This is a podcast from the Center on Budget and Policy Priorities, a nonpartisan research institute that explores budget policies and issues affecting low and moderate income Americans. I'm Michelle Bazzi, and I'm here with Chad Stone, the center's chief economist. We're here to discuss the employment report for February. Chad, the jobs report came out today. What did it show?
Today's employment report shows that the economy is creating jobs, especially in the private sector, which created 222,000 jobs in February. But the unemployment rate still remains very high. It ticked down to 8.9%, but that's still way above what a normal labor market would have.
How should we regard these numbers?
Well, the fact that the private sector has been creating jobs for 12 straight months is definitely good news. But that's not been enough to really make much of a dent in the huge jobs deficit that was created by the recession. And it's certainly good that the unemployment rate has come down almost a point in the past 3 months, but it's still at a very high level. And it'll be a lot more encouraging to see that kind of an unemployment drop with people coming back into the labor force. But we're not seeing that yet. So there's still discouragement about job prospects.
So you mentioned people coming back into the labor force. What about the long-term unemployed? What can we say about them?
Well, we definitely have a problem with long-term unemployment. More than 2 out of every 5 unemployed workers has been unemployed for more than half a year, and many of those for very much longer than that. Some of them have even run out of their 99 weeks of unemployment insurance. So long-term unemployment is a major concern, and we really need to keep an eye on that long-term unemployment rate as a measure of whether we're really in a robust jobs recovery, and we're not there yet.
So what's the bottom line? How could the current policy debate affect growth in the economy and job creation?
Well, the Federal Reserve is doing its part by keeping monetary policy as accommodative to growth as possible with very low interest rates. But the proposals in the House of Representatives from the House Republicans for substantial sharp cuts in spending, they go the opposite direction. At his congressional hearings this week, Fed Chairman Bernanke has agreed that such sharp cuts in spending would be detrimental to economic growth and could cost a couple hundred thousand jobs, which he pointed out is a non-trivial amount of job loss. So we have monetary policy in place to support the recovery, but if the House Republicans get their way with sharp spending cuts, we're going to be going backwards, and that's not what we need.
Thanks for joining me, Chad. Thank you for listening to this podcast. Read commentary from our experts at offthechartsblog.org. Find us on Twitter and Facebook, and create a My Center account at centeronbudget.org.